Off the Cuff is back. Yep, that's the intro. Off the Cuff is back. I'm not going to spoil it for y'all. Roll the music. Off the Cuff is back. Episode 14, I believe. We are here for episode 14. It's been a while. It's been, I believe, since June 13th, since we had the last Off the Cuff episode. It is September 2nd, 2021, on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. 12:41 is when I'm recording this, at Thursday, September 2nd. We got a lot to get into. I know, Isaiah, I know what you guys are wondering. Where's the NBA draft episode? I don't know. Where's the NBA free agent episode? I don't know. I don't know. We've been busy in the studio. We got a lot of other stuff we got to work on. But I'm back. We're going to get episodes out once a week, or really when there's sports news, which we have sports news to talk about. This episode, we're going to be going over all the NFL quarterback situations going on in the NFL. We first start off with the Cam Newton release. And, you know, this has really been bothering me. Not because, it sucks to see a player get released. But at the same time, I don't know why people are, like, fighting for Cam Newton. Like, he's washed. He's not a starting caliber quarterback. He can be a backup. I've already said, as a Cowboys fan, you know, I wouldn't mind him being the backup just in case Dak goes down. I think Arizona's a good spot for him to land if Kyler Murray ever gets hurt. Really, anywhere would be good for him to go to be a backup quarterback. I think anywhere would be good. Honestly, I just don't like the idea of people saying, oh, he should have stayed because Mac Jones. Mac Jones is ready, and it's Cam Newton's fault. It's not really, but, I mean, he didn't get the vaccine. He got COVID. Mac Jones had plenty of reps. He got starter reps, and Belichick liked what he saw, and he said, hey, we don't need Cam Newton, and he cut him. That's as simple as it can get, folks. Cam Newton's not starting caliber anymore. Mac Jones is the next man up, and it's the perfect quarterback for Bill Belichick, a quarterback that's going to sit in the pocket and make the throw that Belichick wants him to make. He's a system quarterback, just like Tom Brady. Simple as that. I don't think I need to go any further with Cam Newton. Let's go ahead and dive in to some of the quarterback versus quarterback rivalries going on in the league. We start off in Saneth of the Franeth of the Cisco. Who's going to be starting there? I am going to go. It's between Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance. Give me Jimmy's going to start. But when I look at, like, long term, it's definitely going to be Trey Lance. I think this one's pretty predictable to figure out. Wouldn't be surprised if Garoppolo starts and then they start to slowly give more reps to Trey Lance. Or Trey Lance just takes the starting job for him, which could happen this year. I don't know for sure. I don't know. I mean, everyone's saying the 49ers can go back to the Super Bowl. Personally, I don't see it unless Trey Lance is going to play, because Jimmy Garoppolo is so injury prone. And I feel like all his confidence has been ridiculed by these injuries. And then the 49ers front office drafting a quarterback out of nowhere. It's always been a shock to me that they took Trey Lance and they even traded up for a quarterback when they had Jimmy Garoppolo. But I also see reasons why. Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt. At least, you know, if he's not hurt one year, he's hurt the next, which, I mean, that was the case. They went to the Super Bowl, then the next year he got hurt, and the whole team got hurt, and it was a big wreck down there. It was a big wreck over there in California for the Niners. Give me Garoppolo, but eventually Trey Lance takes the job. The most controversial one has to be the Chicago Bears. Justin Fields versus Andy Dalton. I mean, they've already announced Dalton's going to start, but I don't know why. At this point, Andy Dalton is just like Cam Newton. He's not a starting caliber quarterback anymore. He's a backup quarterback. Justin Fields should be taking the helm for this team this year. He should be starting week one, but that's Matt Nagy and the Bears for you. They make one good decision in drafting or trading up for Justin Fields, and they make another bad one by sticking to Andy Dalton at quarterback as starting quarterback. Whatever. What else do we have? I wanted to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles situation. You know, they traded for the GOAT, Gardner Minshew. Yes, folks, Gardner Minshew is the GOAT. I don't want to hear the debates. Gardner Minshew, Minshew mania. When it's all crashing down and it hurts inside. Well, you hurt my friends and you hurt my pride. I gotta take a stand. I can't let it slide. I am a real American. Do fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life. Someone made a montage of that song with him like making touchdown passes and all that in the end zone. Greatest montage I've ever seen. Urban Meyer is so funny for saying that, you know, hey, we're going to have quarterback competition. You know, Gardner Minshew, Trevor Lawrence. And then, like, right after Trevor Lawrence wins the starting job, Gardner Minshew gets traded to the Eagles for a 7th-round pick, which is very disrespectful to Gardner Minshew, if you ask me. But I'm kidding, folks. All right, I know what Gardner Minshew really is. It's just a joke. All right, calm down. If there's any, you know, 40-year-old stooges that are coming to me like, look at this kid talking about Gardner Minshew's a goat. It's a joke. Take a joke, okay? Thank you. But, yeah, there's no surprise with Philadelphia. I think Jalen Hurts has deserved to be the starter. I wouldn't have been surprised if they took a quarterback in, the first round or the second round. But Jalen Hurts deserves to be the starter. He deserves a fair shot, a full season maybe. I mean, he pretty much had a full season, but, I mean, that's other people's opinions, not mine. I don't know. I'm not sold on Jalen Hurts yet. We're going to have to see how he does. If not, Joe Flacco or the GOAT, Gardner Minshew, can take a spot. Hopefully they pick Minshew over Flacco, because Joe Flacco is – Flacco's up there in age. I'll just say Flacco is up there in age. Another quarterback battle that ended a few weeks ago was in Denver. Teddy Bridgewater beat out Drew Locke. I'm not surprised. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater has loads of potential, and I feel like NFL teams just keep skipping out on him. Another quarterback that I feel that is going to have a breakout year, along with Teddy Bridgewater. I'll get to him in a second, but Teddy Bridgewater is going to be good. I think the Broncos can win a lot of games under Teddy Bridgewater. I think they can get to the wild card with Teddy Bridgewater. Love that name, Teddy Bridgewater. Ah, Teddy Bridgewater. You got to love the name, Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah, I think the Broncos with Teddy are going to do fantastic. I don't want to see Drew Locke play one game this year unless Teddy Bridgewater, great name, gets hurt. I don't want to see him at all. I don't want to see Drew Locke play on that football field at all in a Denver Broncos jersey this year unless Teddy Bridgewater is hurt. Another quarterback, but I'm very proud of this decision. Shout out to Sean Payton in New Orleans. Shout out to just the New Orleans and Louisiana area in general with Hurricane Ida. Man, I mean, it's been bothering me when I heard that the hurricane was on path for New Orleans in the Louisiana area, and it's bothered me a lot this week. I wasn't like old enough to understand Katrina, but the more I've gotten older, the more I've done research on Katrina, and just to see what Ida's done, it looks basically the same as Katrina, and it's really heartbreaking to see. I know it's bothered me all week. And, you know, I guess as of right now, the Saints are going to be playing in Dallas and AT&T Stadium. I don't know how confirmed that is. That's what, just what I've seen and heard. When Katrina hit back in 2006 or 5, I know they played in San Antonio. But shout out to Jameis Winston, man, getting the starting job over Taysom Hill. I like Jameis Winston. I've always liked him since the 2015 NFL draft when he was taken number one overall by the Buccaneers. Granted, I was a Mariota guy, but I still liked both of them. And I really want to see Jameis Winston succeed. I think, you know, he got the LASIK surgery, got to sit behind arguably the greatest quarterback of all time in Drew Brees. That's not my opinion. That's other people's opinions. But he's definitely up there in the top 10 or 5. I'm just so happy for Jameis. And I hope he can make the city of New Orleans and the state of Louisiana proud. They definitely need it with the tough times they are going through right now. Just praying for Louisiana, man. Hopefully the Saints can give that state and the city of New Orleans a little bit of joy by maybe getting to the playoffs and winning a couple of big games wherever they play this season. Moving on to who else is having a little bit of quarterback controversy. We can go to Green Bay. Now, Green Bay's not much of like a battle for the starting job, but Green Bay's more of a situation of this is Rodgers' last year. Does Rodgers get hurt and maybe Jordan Love comes in there and plays? Space his name there for a minute. I don't really know. We're going to have to see what Jordan Love does. I think he may get some reps depending on Aaron Rodgers' situation. I know this is basically the last dance. Ha 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 ha. I get this is his last dance in Green Bay. We're going to have to see how they do. That's not really much of a quarterback controversy. That's just kind of Rodgers is leaving this year, most likely. And it's time to pass the torch over to Jordan Love. I don't think, or maybe I'm missing here, there's no more quarterback situations because New England's handled, Chicago's handled, San Francisco's going to get handled, Jacksonville we kind of talked about already. How is Trevor Lawrence going to do? They're not going to win a lot of games. They're not going to win a lot of games. And I don't see Trevor Lawrence staying there after his contract's up, no doubt about it. There's no way I see him staying when his contract is up in Jacksonville, because I don't think they're going to get a team built around him. I think this is like a LeBron Cleveland scenario where they're going to try and get pieces, or they're going to get really old pieces, veteran pieces that are too old to really make an impact for that Jacksonville team. I think another interesting quarterback situation is in Indianapolis. The Colts, Carson Wentz gets hurt. I want to see what Jacob Eason can do. Everyone's kind of on the Sam Ellinger train, horns down. I like Eason better, and I think Eason could be the future of that franchise. I don't think they need to draft a quarterback, even though I was strongly wanting the Colts to take Mac Jones, but that was before they even traded for Wentz. Or was it? I don't know. I don't remember. But I think the Colts can, if Carson Wentz goes down, I think they can trust Jacob Eason. They did sign Brent Hundley a few weeks ago or a month ago or I don't know how long ago. It was very recent, though. I think the Colts can use Eason if Wentz goes down. Hopefully they don't pick Hundley. I think Ellinger got hurt in a preseason game, and he's not going to be able to play at all for right now. So we're going to have to see what happens. The NFL season is going to be very exciting. I know this was shorter than most off-the-cuff episodes, but expect the episodes to be a lot longer. The NBA is starting to rev back up. College football, I'm looking forward to some college football this weekend. I got to work Saturday. I'm going to an Indians game Sunday. No, the Indianapolis and Indiana Indians, not the Cleveland Indians. So I got a lot to do, but I'm definitely going to keep up on my college football. Go Bama, go Florida, Georgia versus Clemson. I can't wait to hopefully I can get home out of work early enough to catch that game or catch the ending of the game, because I don't get home till 10:30. But I can't wait to see how it plays out. College football, I don't know, man. Something about college football. You know, I love NFL football. I love the free agency, but I love college football. And I love college basketball and NBA basketball. We got a lot to talk about in the coming months and the coming year. And we also have a big announcement coming at the end of the year regarding the future of this podcast. But you're going to have to wait about 11 months to find out what that is. But a lot is coming to Hoff the Cuff. So don't be a stooge. Make sure you're always checking out this website. If you've been checking this website, though, that is audioboom.com or wherever you listen to this podcast. If you've been checking since June 13th and have been waiting for this episode, well, now you finally got an episode. I'm Isaiah Hoffman. This is Hoff the Cuff. I will see you guys for the next episode.